Welcome back to the TEDx Del Vila, very special edition and series of shows right here. And our third edition of the event invites attendees to consider their individual and collective contributions to a future that not only honours the past, but actively reshapes a resilient and equitable world for generations to come. So, if you do join us on the 29th of March, there are a few tickets left from our website, tedx.vila.com. We'll be discussing topics and themes that cover imagination, participation, collective action, mass tourism, migration, the age of information, and so much more. By reflecting on the strides made by past giants, participants are encouraged to engage in meaningful dialogue and action that prioritises shared well-being, which brings me neatly into introducing today's guest, who's here with us today. She's just literally got off an aeroplane and flown in from Parma, and she's right here with me now. She is an aquatic ecologist and environmental scientist, Caterina Amengual Moro. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thanks to have me here.
Thanks for being here. And obviously you're just sort of coming here from our other sister island across the waters. We live on an island. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, you're going to have a kind of mild interest in this incredible network that surrounds the place that we're very lucky to call home here in the Balearics. What was it that kind of, you know, got you into studying aquatic ecology?
Yeah, it was natural for me. The interest for nature comes from the childhood, and it's really connected with my mom. My mom loves plants and nature, so I was always there. And then I discovered these studies called environmental scientists, regarding all the environmental challenges that we face at this time. So I was so engaged with these studies, and it's my profession for more than 20 years. I'm helping organizations to cope with sustainability issues, and especially with water.
What would you say are the biggest struggles that we face right now?
Yeah, in the islands is the issue with water, because when we extract too much, we get water from salt water. So this is a main issue for us. So we need more conscious about our water uses and be more aware about this situation now. Yeah.
I mean, obviously we haven't had buckets of rain in recent years, and you know, this is obviously clearly, as you just said, the main issue that we're struggling with. And also the quality of the water, I think, that we do have, particularly here in Ibiza. I don't know what it's quite like over there in Mallorca. Is it the same?
Yeah, it's the same in especially south of Mallorca, or Palma, the capital of Mallorca and the Balearic, and Ibiza. Yeah, the situation is really scary. And facing the climate change, so we have more heat every summer, less rain, or different patterns of rain. So we need to put a lot of attention on that right now, and as individuals, and especially as governments and companies, everyone at every level. So this is conscious. In every level we act, we need to put this attention to water. Yeah.
I mean, that is the title of your talk, is that we must listen to the water. And I think it's, you know, obviously we have wells all over the island, and we have some incredible artists on Ibiza that sort of talk about this theme of, you know, really tuning in to the one thing that we are, you know, actually really in desperate need of, and running out of, you know, major supply, because our aquifers in recent years have been, you know, the lowest levels that they've ever been.
Yes, they are. And at the same time, in Ibiza, there is a heritage and an old culture of carrying water, taking care of water. The old people were so conscious about this. So why not to bring this knowledge nowadays and mix it with all the vibration that is now in the island? I really believe on this mix of cultures, like from the ancestors and also facing the future. This would be a real opportunity. And now the situation is the worst that we face in the last, let's say, 15 years. At the same time, on the Mediterranean, we face drought from time to time. So every 30 years we've suffered from drought. This is in our history, and also from floods. So yeah, just being more aware of water, how water is around us, that's very important for now. Yeah.
It does feel slightly bizarre. I mean, I remember reading in a folk and mythology book that I was gifted by a dear friend of mine, and it was sort of saying that they, you know, in Ibiza, they used to have these parties at the wells, you know, like once a month throughout the history of time in Ibiza specifically, which doesn't surprise me because any old excuse for a party. But it's, you know, water was really celebrated and really respected and really revered. And now it just feels like a commodity in some ways. And it's not celebrated or appreciated or conserved in the way that it needs to be. But the fact that we live on an island and we're surrounded by water, it feels kind of crazy that we haven't come and found an incredible solution that actually allows us to alchemize the salt water into something that we can use and drink.
Yeah, that's true. There is the technology, but we need to plan really carefully how we do it, because there's a lot of energy also involved. And for me, the magic of water, what catches my attention always, is the capacity to recycle. So you can reuse the water many times as you need. So you can just recycle the water, being more aware, for example, for watering the gardens, you can create a rain garden. So just use the rainwater for your garden. There are many, many solutions. And especially at that time that we have so much information, access to information, we can apply many, many solutions in the island. So I'm really optimistic yet about this, that we can just create this movement of people involved. There are already people in the island doing very good job with water. So just put them on the front side and just learn one from the other and be magnetic about this water solution, that they are there. We just need to apply it in our places. Yeah.
I think one thing that always fascinates me is just the amount that I can suck out of just the air with my dehumidifier on a daily basis on this island. There's so much humidity that exists here that I presume is the same over there in Mallorca. But it's, you know, what do you do with that 5 litres of water that you suck out of the air every day? Most people just throw it straight down the drain, which is kind of utter madness in this current climate.
Yeah, the humidity is also a source of water. You got it. And yeah, when we are aware that every drop counts, so this 5 liters, for example, could be our source for watering our plants or for to clean, I don't know, some stuff. And when you are aware of your water use and you do it in conscious, so you are also happy to have this relation that you care this water. It's like when you care a child, you care an old people or a pet, I don't know, something that are important for you. So it's just to create, reconnect with the water this way, that every drop counts. So every drop is important in an island. Yeah.
What's the number one, I think, you know, challenge that you're currently experiencing specifically in Mallorca and through the studies that you've been carrying out?
Wow. Yeah, now the challenge is climate change, because in South Europe we are one of the more vulnerable parts of the world with climate change. So this is our challenge now. And to reorganize our society to face this challenge together. And because now is a risk, it's coming. We can notice every year, it's more heat every year, every summer, but this is still a risk. So we need to act now for the future. And this is the challenge, that we need to act now, because now would be much easier than when we have to do it, 10 years later, when it's worse, it's getting worse. It's getting more warm. So yeah, we have to be really aware of that. And water is key element now for facing climate change. So yeah, it's a complex situation.
It is complex, but I think, you know, as you say, things like you taking to the TEDx.Vila stage to share this knowledge and wisdom and the things you've learned and to raise this awareness so that people understand just how crucial and how big of a problem that we're facing is really important.
Yeah, and what we have also is creativity. We humans are so creative, so I really believe we can create these solutions, but we need to look at us in different shape, in different kinds of organizations to keep water, because nowadays it's not enough what we are doing. Well, let's say just, for example, the classic government style is there. Of course, we need it, but it's not enough. So we need to to just create other kinds of organizations, more stewardship, be more connected with the solutions and at any level. Yes, this is my dream, that we can use our creativity to just create together the solutions and apply them.
Thank you so much. It's been really lovely to have you on here on Open Lab this afternoon or this evening. Can you maybe think of like one track that maybe encapsulates this talk that you've written called Listen to the Water? Is there any kind of song that you think maybe reflects the themes of this talk?
Just to give a hint, is that water has so much to teach us, to show us. I'm amazed. I dedicate my life to water, so I just want to inspire the others to listen to the water, because there is a lot to be inspired there.
Can you think of a song that's about water that we could play?
A song about water
that you love, or something that maybe inspires your work, or
I would put the song, a traditional one, for Maria del Mar Bonet. It's called Una Jota Marinera. It's about a woman who is a marine woman. So how she look at the sea and how she sing to the sea. Yeah, this would be a song for this occasion.
Amazing. Well, hopefully Antonio will have a little rummage and come up trumps for us and try and find that to end this interview. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here on Open Lab on our very special series of TEDx Dalt-Vila shows in the run-up to the 29th of March at the Placeta Congresso. We can't wait to see your talk on stage.
Okay, thank you very much for this time together, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with just two more shows in the run-up to the very big day. And tickets are still available on the website. That's tedx.villa.com. We'll see you soon.
Reservable. It's the reservable. It's the reservable.